Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena, welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now, so you can be here tomorrow. And today's featured artist is one of our listeners, George Goodwin. George didn't give us a bio or any bells and whistles for this episode, and I'm hoping to have him back where we can learn more about him. But in the meantime, I want to share what I see as a very healing, beautiful, soulful work by George Goodwin. And what he did was he transformed one of his poems into prose. The title is Fecundity.
How many like me are cautiously and silently alone, cruising the garden to choose, sometimes wisely, often without thought of consequences, a place to plant a seed in the earth. The warm, dark, waiting, ready earth. The act of clearing away the dressing of winter compost and touching with fingers the topsoil brings deeper feeling. A simple and soft joy to again push ourselves into the detritus left behind by previous visits. I open the place I want to put a potted plant. The soft, pliant maw feeling for the light. How long has it been? For me, it has been too many years since I've made this journey. The earth opens happily and waits for the arrival of a new and joyous meeting. This old man remembers days past, feeling the shared delight of placing the gift into the place of fertility. The moment comes when the hidden root passes from the container to its new place. The briefest sighting of the bare roots wound round by the restriction of the encasement from which it has been released. A transition from bound to free. Loose earth in which to expand and spread. Both the earth and the traveler touch, press together, and wait for the wash of the wet life to fill the spaces. It is done. It is done, and there is a pleasing sense of accomplishment. The scene is different, but recognized for what it is. A new living presence decorates the barren space to be admired, intended as it grows and blossoms and becomes part of a shared world, a continuation of seeking, meeting, and inseminating to happiness.
You were just listening to George Goodwin share from his original work, Fecundity. Thank you so much, George, for being with us and for sharing your work. And next time, feel free to bring the bio, the bells, and the whistles. We want to know more about you, and I certainly want to hear more of your original work. And I want to give a special thanks to our mutual friend, whose work you heard in season one of Jazz Ready, poet Nina Lydia Ulf. And I just want all of you to know how grateful I am when you send artists our way. Thank you, Nina. And I thank all of the artists who have done so and listeners. You've been recommending wonderful people. So continue to share the links, to share the love, and keep on sending those positive, edifying voices our way. We want to hear them. The poems, the songs, the theater, the music. We want it all. I thank you. I ask you, please, thank an artist. They, too, are essential workers. I look forward to feeling you again soon, so together we can be jazz ready, ready for the be here now, and ready to plant our own gardens.